When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1584. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today is Saturday. I want to go off and play a little bit, and today's show is one where I answer the questions that someone asks. Let me try that again. Answer the questions someone has about why do recruiters complain about being flooded with resumes? I'm sure they can find someone who's minimally viable. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And let's have some fun today, okay? Let's get going. And this one came in from someone who asked, why do recruiters complain about being flooded with resumes when they could hire, I'm going to call it, a minimally viable candidate? Matter of fact, this is the original question. Why do recruiters complain about resume flooding when they may as well pick a random candidate with the minimum qualifications and be done with it? Why do they instead perform long and drawn-out interview processes? Now, when I was going to answer this question originally, I started to think about when people buy computers. Now, computers, obviously, there's always a minimally viable computer that can do the basics of what you want, but that isn't what we buy. And I thought about it for a second, and I thought of a better analogy. And it's an extending one that I've used before. Now, I normally talk about interviewing as being like going on a blind date, but I'm now going to use this for answering this question. So why do they not just hire the minimally viable person? Well, why don't you just hire the minimally viable husband or wife? You know, well, there's more to the job than just being, you know, wink, wink, minimally viable. You know, there's more to the relationship than just simply can they do the job. There seems to be the desire to go past that point. And once you've gotten the basics done, there's always secondary qualities. And firms start comparing who has what secondary quality that they might be able to use down the road, who they like a little bit more, what firms they know someone from that they can back channel and check on. There's a whole host of different things beyond simply hiring the minimally viable candidate. Now, I want to be clear. I've complained about firms hiring for fit for years. I don't believe they're capable of doing that. But I do believe they're able to figure out who they're willing to put into a meeting situation and present for a group. I believe that they're certainly capable of deciding whether or not this individual is someone who has an upside in their organization, is management material in a couple of years, and a whole host of secondary and tertiary qualities that make perfect sense for a firm to evaluate for. So yes, if a firm gets desperate, they can go for minimally viable, but they'd certainly prefer to get more than their money's worth. Just like you, when you're buying a car, you don't just settle for, you know, it's got four wheels, it goes forward, it goes backward, you know, that's good enough. You know, it's a car. You know, you can buy a small, crappy, beat-up car, but most people don't. They go for something more. The same thing is true here. So the other part of this is flooded with resumes. Well, most of them aren't people who are qualified to do the job. And you got to go through all of that crap, you know, to get to someone who's minimally viable. So part of it is they're complaining about the process of going through the crap resumes that in no way, shape, or form fit the requirement. And part of it is firms are trying to get more. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings, and great gifts. Low prices and helpful guides make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.